So we're looking at page 102, and we'll start a bit on page 101 down the bottom there. You can start. Let's see, did Roy post the link to, thank you, Roy. It looks like Roy wrote something. What did he do? Roy posted the page. If you click on the chat line, you see the page. And Roy, do you have the foot? Oh no, the foot. Yeah, this is the good page, which gives you the footnotes by just clicking on purpled out words. Wait, now,
Notre Dame de la Ville.
All right, I don't know what that is yet. Just to get it started, Bert, have you looked at the page? Do you have a thought right now, or do you have nothing yet?
I see something that says Sispismas on 101. Sispismas.
How many lines from the bottom?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The ninth from the bottom. Sispismas.
Oh, yeah. So what? How does that stand out to you?
Just this is an odd word.
Come on, Ian, let him speak. Let him speak. Over talking ruins everything. So, yeah, what is it, Bert?
No, but most of the words that I've seen and looking at when Finnegan's Wake, I can identify, but I've never seen this anything close to Sispismas. Sispismas.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a postage
nine
stamp, a 9-8 Platch. I don't see any words in the Riola McHugh annotations referring to it. Just a minute. 8-9 So 9 from the bottom. That should be about there. Pratska. Polish Praska. No, I don't know if it means Praska, but that's laundress. PH, a 9-day, I know what PH stands for, phonetic, a 9 days wonder. It may be a 9 days, it's really an odd one. You're right. Oh, Polish Pisma. Writings. P-I-S-M-A means writing, so spisma. Interesting.
Writing.
Spaz, you get spaz, pa, spismas, the zany honies.
Yes.
Wow, what? Now, this is interesting that I am picked this page. I think it's the fifth one, page 5 in the new order. So thank you for getting us going, Bert. I will now start. I'll start to read on line 16 or so. What full pride, Paul Poison. That sort of seems to start something. Actually, right above it is the famous story of Buckley shooting the Russian general. So let's. Hey, Ian, is it fair to overlap to go? You name a page to go into a little bit before, a little bit after the page. Is that fair, or do you want us to stick strictly on the page?
We need no blooding paper to tell it neither.
I see that. You want to start there? No, you're not answering my question. I'm going to start a few words before that, but you will maybe give us a line to start at, even if it's on the previous page.
Yeah.
Correct? Let's
we
take
don't
that
care.
To tradition.
We don't care. We don't care. We
I know
you
hate this.
Butt
he hates doing this, Bert.
You can, if you can't talk about butt-fucking, I guess you can do any goddamn thing you want to.
Bring up butt-fucking as much as possible. We're looking for butt-fucking. All references. Now, I'm going to...
All participants are now unmuted.
Yeah, so we're on. Now, look, people, this could be the most fantastic conversation about Finnegan's Wake. There are one or two Finnegan's Wake face group people around there talking. If they hear this, it could be quite astounding. So I'm hoping Ian contributes more than they were so we can get that extra zing. So I've unmuted everybody.
Without
so everybody be quiet.
Without over-talking.
Yeah, and they see an opening, speak. But let's be quiet or mute yourself while you're listening. So I'm going to start at homo. This phrase, it is the 8, 9, 10, about the 13th line down. Homo capit erectus. What price Peabody's money? Or to put it bluntly, whence is the Harrington's white cravat, as in epochs more Cainozoic, who struck Buckley, though nowadays is then times every school of 70 moons or more who knows her entomologies, and every Colleen Ball a roof, and every red flannel waving war wife and widow piece upon Dublin Wall forever knows, as Yaya's, as Yaya's, how it was Buckley self, we need no blooding paper to tell it neither, who struck, and the Russian generals, da-da, instead of Buckley, who was casually struck by him when be herself. Almost made some sense there. We're getting to clicking, Ian. Maybe you need to go out and come back in. The clicking just started, right, Bert? Just started getting the clicking.
Yes.
Not right now. It's gone. That's good. Okay, so people are welcome to interject now. I finished a sentence or so. Oh, the clicking's back on. Maybe you could drop off. It worked before if you go out and come back in. Anybody got a comment on what I read so far?
Okay, we'll see you Tuesday.
No. Just go back out and come in. He left after saying that, so we don't know if he's coming back. Right in the middle of the Finnegan's Wake. See how he wants to sabotage every Finnegan's Wake session. Let's hope he comes back. But has nobody got... come on, Linda, say make us some shit. You know, what do you make of what you've read? Buckley shooting the Russian general. I suppose you got to know the story. It's a famous story that James Joyce's father would tell, repeat all the time in domestic pub environments about Buckley is the Irish soldiers out there fighting the Russian, maybe in the Crimean War, and the Russian pulls down his pants, and he's perfect lined up to be killed. But the Irish soldier, Buckley, here comes Ian back. That's good. Ian's still in the game. Thank you, Ian. And Buckley, he goes to shoot the general, taking a crap, and he feels human sympathy for him. So he doesn't, puts his rifle down. And then so the Russian makes his crap. Buckley still doesn't want to shoot him, but then the Russian made a mistake. He grabbed a sod of earth and wiped his bum with the sod of earth. And that was so disgusting to Buckley that he shot the Russian general.
Bob, is that in what you just read? What you just described, that's in what you just read?
No. This is a theme. This is a story that is sprinkled all the way through Finnegan's Wake. There's always references to Buckley shooting the Russian general, which in Marsha McLuhan, Eric McLuhan terms, is the movie medium, like the shooting of footage. It becomes a metaphor for the movie Thunder. Anyways, right now there's a reference. It's making a reference to Buckley and the Russian generals, saying that every school kid, kind of a joke, Joyce is saying, you know, his father's joke should become part of the curriculum. And if you lived in Dublin and met Joyce's father and hung out with him in the pub, you would know this story. So rereading that, here's what he said. Or to put it bluntly, whence is the Harrington's white cravat, as in epochs more Cainozoic? Who struck Buckley? Here's the question. Though nowadays, as then times, every school filly or schoolgirl of 70 moons or more who knows her entomologies, and every Colleen Ball a roof, and every red flannel waving war wife and widow piece upon Dublin Wall, forever knows as Yaya's is, so everybody knows Yaya's is Yaya's. They all know how it was Buckley self who struck, and the Russian generals, da-da, instead of Buckley, who was caddishly struck by him when be herself. When he says caddish, that's a reference to Buckley, meaning the cat in the park, but that was HCE, we thought. So they all mix up, and they can be all, the whole book might be about James Joyce's father on one level. But right when they mention Buckley self, they go, we need no blooding paper to tell it neither. That's all my, no toilet paper to tell it, to tell the story. So you see, if you read a line, a full line across, you're looking for a general interpretation of that 10-12 words. But as you go along the 10-12 words, there's all kinds of rabbit holes you can dive down into and find other stories. You get my point there, Bert?
Yep. Hey, Bob, what you just said, it relates to when you started off with the Homo capi erectus. Is that like describing humans, like Homo sapiens, or he's coming up with
see.
like a
It refers to HCE, here comes everybody. In Latin, homo caput erectus means man erect as to the head. So it's a certain phase in evolution of the apes, it seems.
Mm.
Man erect as to the head. The head is erect.
Or, it's more ancient than Homo sapiens. It was one of the species prior to Homo sapiens. Yeah.
Yes. And just reading before that, who, for second time of asking, was then the scourge of the parts about folk rich Lucullazad. Lucullazad is in Dublin, known as Chapelazad. That's near the area, that's the area where HCE has his tavern and home. It was wont to be asked, and then he goes blah, 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 and then gets into the question about Buckley and all that stuff. So, not even sure what the question is, but starts off with a who, and saying it's like an eternal question, is going back as far as early pre-human evolution. How it was Buckley self, who struck? So how did Buckley get struck is sort of the question. So then there's another question in the next line. What full pride Paul Poiret, by the way, Bert, do I do a good job reading this?
Yeah.
Well, hold on, Bob. It says instead of Buckley, who was struck. It says instead of Buckley, who was struck. Isn't that the question?
How was Buckley self who struck? And the Russian general, instead of Buckley, who was casually struck by him? Yes, it could be, starts off talking about Buckley, then it's sidetracked over into who else was shot. You'll find, Kenley, no answer can you rest on.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be all over the place constantly, like a bunch of electrons, in two places at once. You can't, maybe, let's see what the next question is. Next question is, what full pride paw poison in the spy of three castles, or which hate-filled smiley seller? So it seems to just bring up other people within the question, but I'm not sure what the question was. Who was then the scourge of the parts? Okay, at the very beginning, who, for a second time of asking, was then the scourge. So who was the scandaled person? Who was the outrage? Who was the Dickie Dobbs of this situation? Who was the cad? Yes, so, okay, and then it says, thinking of other possibilities, what full pride paw poison in the spy of three castles, spying on three castles, or employed to be a spy for three castles, or which hate-filled smiley seller? In other words, some pleasant commercial guy selling stuff, and he looks pleasant to his customers, but he's hate-filled. And then, following along this hate-filled, it says, and that such a vitriol of venom, that queen's head of Francesin, a quiet, stinking plaster zeal could cover pre-postered or post-paid. It's like Joyce, he takes the word post, and he thinks of all the words that has post in it, so he just strings a bunch of post words, forgetting to make sense of the sentence, or a general sense. It's like, it might be a deranged state of schizophrenia where you hear words and you just make free associations. If someone's trying to make a point through, say, 20 words, you don't hear the point. You just spiral off at each syllable that's said. So why is Joyce doing that? What's he trying to point for that? Is this the way atoms or, you know, tiny particles operate? Synapses, nerves are flying around the body, communicating in all levels rapidly. Anyways, it's obviously ridiculous what Joyce is doing, but we're trying to give him the benefit of the doubt and see if he has anything to say. If I'm the person in the world who will stay with you until you buy or die, then I am the perfect reader of Finnegan's Wake, because I will stay for centuries with the book, giving Joyce the